of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, let's do a roll call.
Rick Johnson.
Now it's your turn, Ryan.
Brian Anderson.
Max Sorensen.
Kurchelli.
Okay.
Larry Carlin is in the hospital.
Larry's in the hospital. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Rick Johnson, Brian. I make a motion to approve our agenda for tonight.
Do I have a second?
Brian Anderson, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is a discussion and vote on resolution to acquire Type 6 brush engine. Can I have a motion first?
Rick Johnson, I'll make a motion that we follow through with pursuing and purchasing a Type 6 brush truck.
Okay. You want me to read the resolution?
Yeah, if you would read the resolution.
Okay. The motion's been made, and I'll read the resolution. I was going to say revolution. We're having a revolution. It says, a revolution approving the acquisition.
Revolution.
Did I say revolution?
Yeah.
The resolution of approving the acquisition of a Ford F-550 rescue side brush engine produced by Skeeter, who is the manufacturer, with the VIN number. I'm not going to read the VIN number from...
Please read it.
Okay.
Don't mind me.
VIN number 1FD0WSHT6NEE82067. That's the VIN number. From Sidon Martin Emergency Group, LLC, Midvale, Utah, and authorizing the delivery thereof to Dameron Valley Fire and Rescue on or about the February 20th, 2024. Whereas the Board of Trustees, Board of Directors, and the governing body of the Dameron Valley Fire Special Service District has determined that the acquisition of a 550 rescue side brush engine described in the Sidens Martin Emergency Group LLC proposal presented by the Governing Board of Dameron Valley Fire Special Service District, dated January 18, 2024, is for a valid public purpose and is necessary for the operations of the district. And whereas the governing body has reviewed the proposal and found the terms and conditions thereof acceptable to the district, whereas the governing body has reviewed competitive proposals for the similar equipment and found them unacceptable to the district, whereas the governing body has secured the necessary financing for the purchase of the equipment described herein, be it resolved that the governing body of the Dameron Valley Fire Special Service District as follows. Section 1, terms of said proposal are in the best interest of the governing body, the purchaser. Section 2, the appropriate officers and officials of the purchaser are hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver the purchase agreement proposal in substantially the form presented to this meeting and any related documents and certificates necessary to the consummation of the transactions contemplated by the purchase agreement for and in behalf of the purchaser. Officers and officials of the purchaser may make such changes to the purchase agreement and related documents and certificates as such officers and officials deem necessary or desirable. Such approval will be conclusively evidenced by the execution and delivery thereof. Section 3, the officers and officials of the governing body are hereby authorized and directed to fulfill all obligations and terms of the purchase agreement. And then it's just a signature page, and it'll be dated the first day of February 2024.
So, if I
can. This is Kurchelli.
Kurchelli. I'd like to ask Chief Hennessy to review with us briefly the three proposals the department received for a new brush apparatus, and let us know why we settled on this apparatus. Chief Hennessy.
Yeah, so this truck.
This is Chief Hennessy.
The truck that we're talking about, the Sidon Martin truck, just so everybody understands, This is the one that's coming with a 400-gallon tank. That's twice the capacity of a normal Type 6, which the others have. Those are all 250 thereabouts. So you have extended time on the fire to do what you need to do rather than leaving, number one. Number two, the Sid Martin one is, as we did with Engine 131, it was a demo unit that could be delivered in time for what we needed it for. In this case, we have a wildfire season that's coming. It's bearing down on us. It's February. Wildfire season typically starts in April. And so deploying our trucks, and as you guys know, our Type 4 out here, as we still will do a maintenance on it because it's now got another leak. And every time we find a leak, another leak pops up somewhere else because everything's getting sealed off and new leaks are being discovered based on pressures within the drivetrain and all that. So we're now chasing, believe it or not, a gas leak that started. So, and I didn't even know the gas leak was there until the mechanic found it on Monday when he came up here to work on your thing too. So time is the problem when you're acquiring a truck. So the Sid Martin truck happens to be a demo unit that's already had the paces put through it. And so it's got a few miles on it because it's been that demo unit they've been driving around and we've seen now for a year. So we're familiar with it. The other two quotes, one was a front range Type 6 truck. This one's a Type 6. The challenge is it hasn't even started construction yet. So you're looking at almost 3 years to even see this thing. Doesn't even meet our purposes, although it's a truck that's similar. And when you order a truck, you get what, you know, again, you're looking at, you know, $300,000+ for something that we're not even gonna see for 2-3 years. And then the other truck is a BME, which is out of Boise, Idaho. And BMEs make good trucks, but the challenge with BME again is that this has a smaller pump and a smaller tank capacity, so our time on the fire is reduced, and this truck is also at 2-3 years before we see it from BME.
Actually, I think that was a demo truck that was sold, wasn't it?
Oh, actually, I take it back. A new BME would take 2-3 years. The one that we got a quote for was actually sold.
Yes.
So, but it gives us an idea of what the cost of the BME is going to be, and it's at $315,000, and that's with the Type 6, with a standard Type 6 vehicle that has some of the same lifted capabilities that were built into the Sid and Martin truck. But so this one's lost. We started this all over again, and by the time we get this truck, it'll be more than what they've quoted for us again. They've all gone up. So I know through experience that the money for a BMW Type 6 is what 4 years ago a Type 3 you could get from them cost. So you're not even getting a Type 3 truck out of them for this amount of money. So we're looking at it. And then other Type 6s that we priced that I saw, they're just stock chassis. And they're all at the 250, 260, 240 range. They're not built for the rigors like the Sid and Martin truck. It's been designed for the rigors of what a Type 6, Type 5 truck will terrain it'll end up in. So we'll pay for it later. When you use stock chassis and start throwing stuff, as we know with our trucks we have here today, unless you spend the money to beef them up and all of that, they're gonna be done in 8 to 10 years. This truck that we're talking about today is designed to last 15 years at least. And it has a pretty darn good warranty attached to it.
And my understanding is it's lifted with a modified suspension. It's got a lot of modifications.
It's not a stock chassis.
Yeah.
And it has none of the modifications, voids, warranties, like manufacturer vehicle warranties.
No, the warranties actually cover all the changes that have been made to the chassis.
Good.
That was Rick Johnson. Any other things? Any other discussions?
Rick?
Nope.
Can I have a second on the motion?
Curcelli, I'll second the motion to approve the purchase of the brush apparatus as described here.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the next one is discussion vote on the resolution to finance the brush engine with Zions Public Finance and Capital Lease. I am not going to read that thick.
It's much shorter.
Oh.
You don't have to read the lease.
I'm going.
It's the resolution.
He handed me a page with like 30 pages in it. I wasn't going to read that. Okay, let's make a motion to finance the brush via Zions Bank.
Kurt Shelley, I'll make a motion to finance the brush truck. We've just approved the purchase thereof through okay. Zions Public Finance.
And I'll read the resolution approving the form of the lease purchase agreement with Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. Salt Lake City, Utah, authorizing the execution and delivery thereof. Whereas the Board of Directors, governing body of Dameron Valley Fire Special Service District, the leasee, has determined that leasing the property described in the lease purchase agreement, the lease purchase agreement in parentheses presented at this meeting is for valid public purpose and is essential to the operation and of the leasee, and whereas the governing body has reviewed the form of the lease purchase agreement and has found the terms and conditions thereof acceptable to the leasee, and whereas either there are no legal bidding requirements under applicable law to arrange for the leasing of such property under the lease purchase agreement, or the governing body has taken steps necessary to comply with the same with respect to the lease purchase agreement. Be it resolved that the governing body of Dameron Valley Fire Special Service District as follows. Section 1. Terms of the lease agreement are in the best interest of the leasee for the leasing of property described therein. Section 2. Appropriate officers and officials of the leasee are hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver the lease purchase agreement in substantially the form presented to in this meeting, any related documents and certificates necessary, and the consummation of the transaction contemplated by the lease purchase agreement. For and in behalf of the leasee, the officers and officials of the leasee may make such changes as the lease purchase to the lease purchase agreement and related documents and certificates as such officers and officials deem necessary or desirable. Such approval to be conclusively evidenced by the execution and delivery thereof. Section 3. The officers and officials of the governing body and the leasee are hereby authorized and directed to fulfill the obligations under the terms of the lease purchase agreement. And a signature page follows. The lease purchase agreement is for 10 years, starting in 2/20 of 25, with the
total 2024. First payment should be due in 24. I'm sorry,
it's
right.
It's X'd out.
Nope, you're right. 25.
2/20/25, 1 year from now. And the purchase agreement establishes a payment of $43,295.15 spread over a 10-year period.
You might want to read into the record the purchase price too.
The purchase price is $331,920. So we have that done. Any discussion on that? Okay, no discussion. Do I have a second?
Brian Anderson, I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, public comment. There's about 16 angry people in here, Ryan. Which one do you want to take comment from? Actually, it's just us.
I figured it was just you. All the angry people are on Facebook.
Oh, that's good. Just one comment from me. I took the time to go back through the last 10 years maintenance costs that I'm aware of and that I could find records of We're almost $140,000, and I don't have them all, for maintaining the equipment that we have. And we have always bought used equipment in the past. In fact, I think we've only purchased the one major fire truck back in 2004 or something like that.
A long time ago, and it was used up then.
Yeah,
and I was going to say, wasn't it like a 1996 or 1992?
It was over 30 years old when we got rid of it. The thing is that as soon as we got it, you guys had to put a new engine in it. And that's not in the maintenance costs that I went back to 2013, because that's when the SSD was formed. But we spend a ton of money every year with every little thing that goes wrong with these things, and they're all expensive to fix. And I think it's a good idea that we just start getting rid of that for the next 10 years and move forward without maintenance costs and put it into new equipment. And this is the start. That's just my thoughts.
Well, Engine 131 was the start. This is the Vision 2030. Yeah. To get rid of all this junk you got.
Right. The Engine 131 that Chief Hennessy's talking about is the new engine that we got last year.
That's on a lease.
And the county. We're leasing it from the county.
Why couldn't we get a deal like that on the brush truck?
I don't think they like us anymore.
They turned us down.
They turned us down.
Chief sent them two emails, and they responded yesterday, two days ago?
Yesterday.
Chief, with a no.
So,
which is really kind of sad when you think about it, but that's the way it is, and we've done well without them from back in the 70s.
I think it's just something that as we move forward, we're actually moving forward instead of just treading sand in the sandbox with the cats.
So. One of the things that I would recommend as we move forward on this Vision 2030 and look at acquiring additional vehicles is maybe looking at a gas vehicle versus the diesel. With some of the new gas ones coming out, I think that they are going to have mechanically fewer issues as far as maintenance. I know the diesels with the DEF systems were not really akin to that because none of our old units have it on them. But the research that I've done a little bit on these DEF units is that there's going to be some additional maintenance on those that we're not used to. So that would be my only recommendation. And I know that the diesel engine typically is going to outlast the gas engine, but with these new emissions and DEF systems on them, it's not necessarily true.
Okay.
And Rick probably can speak to that because he's probably more knowledgeable than all of us, but that would be the only thing that I would, just moving down the road, look at.
Okay.
Or recommend that we look at.
Good idea. Let's close the meeting because this has to go to Zion's Bank. The recording does. So do I have a motion to close the meeting?
Kurt Shelley, I make a motion. We close the meeting.
Rick Johnson, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I was going to say,
Yeah, it's okay. I don't have to.
I was just going to...